Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I have a confession to make. I suppose my one time preaching in chapel during my fourth year is probably not the best time to make a confession, but I suppose in light of the reading for this morning, a confession really is appropriate. I was not a very pious reader when I was growing up. There. I said it. I mean, it does feel good to get that off my chest. And I have to tell you that this has been weighing on my conscience for a long time. I mean, how was I, at the age of 12, supposed to resist such books as Goosebumps and Animorphs? Now, I can tell by some of the smiles and nods that are out there that some of you may have shared in an impious reading past as well. And for those of you who kind of look clueless, I'll fill you in a little bit about what these books are about. The first book, Goosebumps, is a teenage horror series, and part of what made this book series was so cool is that the letterhead of the book actually was raised up a little bit, and it looked and it felt like slime. And another part of the book series was that the fact that some of the stories you can actually pick and choose how you wanted your adventure to go. And obviously, as a 12-year-old boy, I just ate all of that up. The other book series, Animorphs, was about this group of teenagers who had the ability to transform into different animals, and they were able to do so because they were fighting this alien species who was trying to enslave all of mankind, and especially their minds. Again, I probably don't need to explain to you why that was so cool as a 12-year-old boy. However, are you starting to see why I might feel so impious? Maybe you don't. Maybe you're sitting there thinking, well, he's just being too hard on himself. And to tell you the truth, these feelings of impiety really didn't take hold until a few weeks ago when I really began to prepare this lesson from Luke. When I really chewed through this particular episode, I realized that my 12-year-old self left a lot to be desired as we look to the 12-year-old Christ. And to see these limitations laid out, we turn to Luke 2:46. Jesus, as a 12-year-old boy, is much different than you and I. When we pick up the story, we see Jesus listening and asking questions in the temple. And this really blew my mind when I first read this. Why, might you ask? Well, let's consider the responses of the people that were there. The ESV renders this, "And all who heard were amazed." However, I really don't think that that captures the full meaning of this word. These people in the temple were having this existential moment, listening to Jesus, listening to his questions and responses to the word. These people were truly amazed in all sense of the word, astonished at what Jesus was saying and at his depth and understanding of the scriptures. Now, we don't know exactly what Jesus was saying, but based on these reactions and, well, the fact that Jesus is the incarnate word of God, these answers and questions were truly extraordinary. So, what should we think of that when we see these reactions? This really gives us a measure of assurance. This gives us assurance that the fact that Christ's faithfulness didn't just randomly start at the beginning of his adult ministry. Rather, Christ was faithful even as a 12-year-old boy. That we know that we are made even more aware of the work of God when we consider the story in the context of salvation. We know that Christ has always been faithful, even as a boy, to his Father's word, faithful to the word and the promises found therein. So can you see why I feel so sinfully impious, why I am sinfully unfaithful, why all of us here are sinfully impious, why we all are sinfully unfaithful? The fact is that none of us will ever be as faithful to God as Jesus was, even as a 12-year-old boy. He was truly and deeply engaged with his mission and engaged with the word. And he was 12. Where was I at the age of 12? I was sitting reading Animorphs and Goosebumps. Sure, I went to church. Sure, I went to youth group. Sure, I even knew a lot about Bible trivia. But trust me, no one was astonished. No one was amazed at the questions and answers that I was giving. I'm willing to go out on a limb and say that all of us here are a lot closer to the 12-year-old Jason Swan than we will ever be to the 12-year-old Jesus Christ. Jesus was faithful, and he was in the temple. Where was I? I really don't know. Jesus was in the temple, yet his parents perceived him to be lost, and they were really distressed and worried about him. However, they soon found him in the temple, and they too shared in that same existential amazement that everyone else had. Yet their distress and their perceptions were all for naught. We know that because we have Jesus' answer in verse 49. Why are you looking for me? Do you not know that I am going to be in my Father's house? Jesus, in two sentences, affirms his faithfulness to his Father and his faithfulness to the Word. Jesus demonstrates that his faithfulness to his Father means more than anything else, and Jesus would rather be nowhere else than with his Father, with our Father, in his house. That is why this text is so valuable. This text gives us assurance that Jesus' faithfulness is consistent. He was faithful as a 12-year-old boy. He was faithful in the next two chapters of Luke as he is baptized and then resists the devious temptations of the devil in the wilderness. Jesus is faithful as he begins and sustains his earthly ministry. Jesus continues to be faithful as he institutes a new Passover supper. Jesus is faithful as he is betrayed in the garden. Jesus is faithful as he is being beaten and mocked. Jesus is faithful as those iron nails tore through his flesh and drove deep into the wood. Jesus was faithful even as he cried out, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Jesus is faithful as he appeared resurrected on the road to Emmaus. He was faithful as he appeared to the disciples to assuage their doubts, and he was faithful as he ascended back to be with his Father in heaven. Jesus' whole story in his earthly life was to live it perfectly and faithfully in order that he might die and rise again to give forgiveness of sins and eternal life to all of those who would believe in him in his name. Yet his faithful story didn't end with his ascension. Rather, Jesus is faithful even today as he has called each and every one of us by name as his own. Christ has been, is now today, and will always be faithful. We can be assured that he is faithful today as we fret about classes, as we are worried about calls, as we are worried about our health, and he is faithful as we pass from this life, and he welcomes us with his loving and open arms. He is faithful as he wipes away every tear in our eyes, as he takes away every sadness and doubt that has plagued us in this life. We will meet our faithful Savior, Jesus, face to face in the new heaven and the new earth on that last day, and we will live with him into eternity. Amen.